Radio.
Yes, it is channelradio.co.uk on a Monday afternoon with the brilliant, wonderful sunshine ball out there.
It's woo-hoo! Beautiful.
You're listening to Who Cares Wind Show with myself, Angela Bryer Stevenson, and of course the marvellous, wonderful, very organised, keeps me in check, Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit hot for me at the moment.
It is a bit hot.
Haven't quite migrated to summer clothes.
No.
Regretting it.
No. There was Richard earlier in his shorts, yes, and his knobbly knees on show. Oh, I was all of a tizzer. And talking of wonderful people, we have in the studio today, this afternoon, we have the lovely Liz Armand. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good,
she's
thank
in a
you.
Gorgeous listener. We were tweeting some photos earlier, but she's in this most gorgeous dress that I may have to just steal somehow before she leaves the studio. So thanks for coming
That's
down to the
worrying.
Studio.
It's a bit worrying.
Well, yes. Would you swap your hat?
Oh, thanks.
So, Liz, you're going to talk to us all about health, wealth and happiness this afternoon.
That's
and
right.
I am intrigued. When I was talking with Richard earlier on his wonderful Richard Hubbard show, and we were talking about wealth and happiness and how it's all interlinked. And I'm intrigued by all sorts of things that you've been teasing me with your information. So, yes, Who Cares Wins. Now, one thing, we've had a bit of a complaint, listeners. Yes, you out there have been moaning at us. And so we have listened and we are replying that the quiz from last week's show,
yes,
with the wonderful Emily from Food at One, and we gave you a little quiz that if you could guess all four of her intolerances, that you could win her food plan, which is quite a thick document.
Yes, well worth winning.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And we got people saying, no, it's not, I only just listened at the weekend and the deadline was Friday and that's not fair. So we are all about fairness on this show, and therefore we have, because you asked, we have changed the deadline date. Two, drum roll please, we are now going to launch the Food at One food plan prize giveaway. You have until, we're going to go for the end of the month now, aren't we?
We are indeed. So you get the extra bank holiday weekend as
yes,
well.
Yes, you
have
can
a ponder.
Sit there, especially in the sunshine, see if the creativity flows, or just cheat and listen to the show and you'll find the answers. And then you need to email us, whocareswindsradio@hotmail.co.uk. Send your answers in. And remember, as with all our quizzes, even if you don't get all four, maybe you only get three of the four, you might still win the prize. Because if someone else only guesses two out of four, then you're the winner.
Absolutely.
So there we are. We've listened. We are severely reprimanded. We do apologise.
New deadline, Friday the 30th of May.
Of May. Which is a Friday, yes.
It is a Friday.
So you've still got the weekend and the bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
Marvellous. Okay. Now we can move on to our wonderful guest, Liz Armand. And Liz, Jan and I met you actually November last year when we went to the Wellbeing Symposium, which I said Imposium last on Richard's show, which was interesting. The Wellbeing Symposium, which you had a wonderful stand there and you were talking to people about your marvellous work. And we did a little interview with you. Mm-hmm. And of course, we played that earlier last year. But we thought it would be great to have you on as a guest so we can actually really quiz you a bit more about all the wonderful things that you do and the raft of qualifications that you have. And for you, your actual business, you have a wonderful strap line. Tell our listeners about your wonderful strap line.
Yeah, empowering health and happiness.
I think that's wonderful. Health and happiness.
No, I just said it wrong. Empowering health and happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. He did say that, yes,
right.
He did.
So the wrong way around.
And so I wanted to perhaps, because we know a little bit, we've been chatting, and I wanted our listeners to know that your story of how you got here and how you're actually running this wonderful business and all the trainings and the qualifications, because not only do you help others, you also train other people.
I do,
as a teacher trainer.
That's right.
But before we move into those areas, what I'd like our listeners to understand is that you yourself experienced chronic pain syndrome.
That's right. Yeah.
And so you are actually, in a way, are also coming from a real empathy world of I've been there and this is how I've helped myself get better. And not only am I better, but I'm now running my own business and now I'm out there helping others. So for our listeners, could you tell us a bit more about that story?
Yeah, absolutely. I was perfectly well until an accident I had in 1996 where I was a catering manager at Heathrow Airport and I fell, hit my...
Not out of the aeroplane?
Not out of an aeroplane, no. I only fell about a foot and a half.
Oh, right.
Not far at all, but it was between a compactor and a metal step, and I managed to twist my pelvis as I fell.
Ooh, nasty.
And that led to me having 2 years off work. So it was a long
nasty
time. I had about the first 6 months in bed, not really being able to do that much. And then we just got rather bored. We started doing different courses, like learning how to use computers, and I did a few complementary therapy courses, etc.
Right.
At that time. And as time went on, at the end of those 2 years off, I was actually given a Reiki empowerment.
Oh.
And what you can see from my history is actually that's when my life started to change.
Right. So just if I can interrupt you, Reiki empowerment.
Mm.
Sounds marvellous.
Okay.
What is it?
What was it? Well, it's secret code, really.
Well, you have to shoot me afterwards.
And the listeners. How are we going to find them all?
I'm on the hunt.
Yeah, if you find yourself a Reiki master teacher, like myself.
Which you are.
Which I am, yes. That's right. You can be empowered to Reiki. So Reiki is about life force energy. So, yes, we've got medicine. Yes, we've got mindset, the psychology side of things, but there's also energy.
Okay.
And if you're empowered to Reiki, it means that the first level of Reiki is around self-healing.
Right.
So I was going through a lot of chronic stress at that time, being fatigued and pain, etc. By being given the empowerment, the energy was changing my body and actually helped me. I didn't realise it at the time that it helped me, maybe. Maybe I was a little bit ungrateful, maybe, I think is the word for it.
Surely not.
Rather judgmental, possibly.
Yeah. Maybe.
However, looking back in my past, you can very much see that from when I was given that first empowerment, within 6 weeks I was off benefit. And that I was teaching. I was teaching the group that I was a student of. And within 6 weeks of that, I was then working full-time as a teacher.
Wow, within Reiki.
But not teaching Reiki, but the fact that I'd had, I was given, within the point of me having the empowerment, so basically I'd had a little workshop where they taught me what to do.
Right.
Because the first level is about doing Reiki on yourself.
Sure.
So it's about looking after yourself, really.
Yeah.
So.
Which really, in any therapy, is an understanding of I need to be able to understand it and do it for myself.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, it's what they say, practice what you preach, isn't it, in a way?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's different levels in Reiki. Mm. And over the years, I've now done my level one again. I did level two twice too, and master teacher only once.
You just can't get enough, can you?
Well, I clearly had a lot of stuff to clear.
Sure.
I think it's probably the essence of it.
Okay.
And what I would say about my journey is actually a lot of it I've caused it myself.
Right.
The pain. And in my thinking process and what I was doing, how I was behaving, how I was reacting to life.
Mm, we often do, don't we?
That's right. So it's kind of, my story is to inspire others. So to take a look at yourself, see what you're actually doing. Because actually, holistically, accidents are a link to not speaking up for yourself. And I've always been very quiet.
Oh.
And I had a large, part of my life where I was, because I'm a twin, sort of always feeling that I needed to be...
Right.
Supported in some way.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and when I looked at my history, because for neurolinguistic program, I've had to look at my whole history, positive and negative events. I hadn't realised consciously how many accidents I'd actually had, and I've had a lot.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting, isn't it, when you look back and reflect?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the kind of thing that I work with people on now, look at their history and look at what's actually going on.
See how it's all linked.
And see how it's all linked.
Yeah.
So it's a different model to medicine, but medicine very much fits into it.
Sure. And so that's with all of our guests. We really appreciate that the GPs and the hospitals and the wonderful stuff they do.
Absolutely.
I think is my passion in life is to ensure that people look at everything that's available.
Absolutely.
Rather than just one or other.
Yeah. I mean, my twin sister is a GP, so it's...
Oh,
yeah, so I'm absolutely...
Marvellous.
Yeah.
So we have the whole package.
Yeah, I absolutely believe in medicine. But one thing that was very apparent when I looked back at my history was that I'd been given lots of medical interventions, but nobody had worked on my mindset. Nobody had worked on whether I was positive or negative. Nobody had taught me any techniques. So whilst I was lucky enough to have my twin sister's godmother introduced me to healing and introduced me to the concept of energy work.
Yeah.
If I hadn't had that, you wouldn't usually be given that on the NHS.
Wow.
So over the period of time, I've sort of been drawn to different therapies and then learnt for myself that what did actually make me well again.
Mm. Can you pinpoint you're saying it's the Reiki empowerment that really probably did that, was your shift, and that was really the probably the, is the impetus, is that the right word? Mm. I know I make words up, Jan, but
that is a word.
That is a word. I can use it.
You can use it.
Thank you very much. And so that was the sort of starter.
I would say that was definitely the starting point. By 2002, 2002, I became a coach. So I then learned about being non-judgmental. Although, weirdly enough, I was working at a college where I was judging people's lessons. Oh, so then right. I was thinking I was non-judgmental, but actually was being judgmental. But also I should say, a perfectionist. So perfectionists is very judgmental too, of themselves as well as others.
Indeed.
So lots of things.
I'm not looking at myself, listening.
A lot of things interlinked, but it's about being honest and taking responsibility for the fact that that's how I was reacting. Mm. You know, and I'm very honest about that. And when people work with me, I share that with them because it's to empower people to know that actually we do it to ourselves, actually, if you're going to be honest.
Yes.
And you can change it. If you really, really want to change health, you can.
Yeah. And it is about, I think, that key thing about being honest is that often we, no, it's because of this, it's because of that. Or when I get there, then I'll be able to start. Or when I get that, I'll be happy.
That's right.
And there's always this, excuse. And actually, we often, when we sit down, really the excuse is, I'm just making those.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, that's right. And I've had various, periods of depression because, we all have things that happen to us that cause us problems. I've suffered from anxiety from being a baby. Very much so worried about myself and how I'm reacting in different things, but not realising. An interesting talk to my dad recently, he was saying, you're a very timid child. I went, yes, that's anxiety, Dad. That's anxiety.
So they've really, have they noticed the difference?
I think so. I mean, I'm quite different to the rest of my family. So my mum's unfortunately not here anymore, but my parents were teachers, my sister's a teacher, my brother's a management consultant, now accountant, and so a very academic family but a very logical family.
Yes.
And actually where I'm coming from isn't logical compared to the normal medical background and how things are. So,
and that's often where we can struggle, and I'll say the royal we as in the, everyone out there, that often we can sometimes understand a little bit and then it goes a bit further and it's like, do you know what? It's now blowing my mind and I don't really know. Yeah. I'm currently reading How Yoga Works,
this particular book.
And it's interesting and I sort of read it and I think I get it. No, I don't think I get it. It sort of goes beyond the, is this really a chair? No, it's not a chair.
I mean, I didn't realise for years that actually yoga worked on your emotional state, on different things. I didn't realise that.
And that's my excuse, Jen.
I tried it when I was trying to get better with chronic pain syndrome, but I hadn't appreciated that that's what it was all about.
It is amazing. As you say, this the energies, which I think people, and it's very hard for people if you can't touch it, taste it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everything is energy, and actually energy is love. Mm.
The thing I found you said about being a perfectionist, can't even say the word, and it can actually just lock
I'm
you.
I'm sure there's something I can say to that.
Moving swiftly onwards, that it can actually stop you doing things.
It can, absolutely.
Because you think you look at it and think, I'm not going to be able to do that well enough, so I won't do it yet.
Yeah, it's not ready yet.
Just give it a go.
That's right. That's right.
We all fail, we all succeed. Yeah. It's trying to.
And remember, failure is only a form of feedback.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's about, if we didn't try, then we wouldn't know. So we've got to go out there and give it a go.
And it's all about learning. It's all about learning. If you're. I think that's why I was a teacher before. What I'm doing now, really, was to understand the difference between the teacher-centred approach and the learner-centred approach. The more you empower somebody to be a learner, to learn for themselves, to not react to life, but to make choices, it's very empowering.
Very, very. Mm. And I have one of your songs, Liz, that you sent through one of the... So we always ask our listeners and also our guests if there's any choices that we can look for on the studio. And so this next song is Don't Worry, Be Happy, which we thought was very appropriate when you put it through there. I thought, well, actually, yes, that is actually what this show is often about, is that I know it's easy for us to say, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, it'll be okay. Don't worry, move on. And it's actually, as you say, sometimes just reflecting and looking at ourselves and actually, what am I saying to myself? What are those thoughts? What is that little internal dialogue? So enjoy, listener. We're going to be singing in the studio. Well, I will be. Jan's probably going to glare at me in a moment.
Cringing already.
Oh, cringing, yeah. But we'll be back in a few minutes.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Channel Radio.
So don't worry, Jan. Be happy. Don't worry. This is who gets
now. You've got
right.
Italian on me.
Yes, you are listening. Don't worry, we haven't gone onto any strange channels. This definitely is still channelradio.co.uk, and you're listening to Who Cares Wins show with myself, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and Jan Mulligan, and the wonderful, wonderful guest, Liz, who is going to talk about some interesting things now. But Liz Armand from Insightful Minds. So welcome back, Liz. Thank you for staying in the studio.
Albeit okay.
A bit warmer now in here.
A little bit.
But she's staying here, folks. We were just singing along there to Happy, and we were saying about don't worry, be happy. And interestingly, with neuro-linguistic programming, as you and I know, Liz, there is this suggestion around programming the mind with language, and often saying don't worry or don't think of a stripy elephant and all those wonderful examples. Don't worry. So first thing is the mind will be worry. What's worry? Well, I need to experience worry. Now I'm worrying. Oh, I shouldn't be. And there's that difficult that we start looking at that negativity. And you were saying that with negativity is that we often are programmed, aren't we, from probably childhood, which in a caring environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the age from 0 to 7 is like your imprint period, and you're an open and conscious mind. You have a conscious mind by that point. So you're soaking in everything around you. So whether, you know, you're behind the sofa when your parents talk about money and they're talking a bit negatively about money, about them struggling, then you'll be taking that on board as your own issue, possibly. It can be, or you know, unfortunately, you might see some not so nice things when you're at that age, and that can also make a big difference to you later on in life. You've never acknowledged it.
And that you don't, as you say, not consciously knowing that stuff is going
absolutely. It can be all manner of things. I mean, you know, a lot of children have parents who are sick at the time, so it's they learn that actually life can't be better because it's there's always a struggle. And often my clients can have all sorts of different struggles going on. Life's a battle. It's one of them. Must not relax. Because they've got to keep going to maintain things.
There's a guilt,
things.
Isn't there, about people relaxing or having time for me?
And the weird thing is, the more relaxed you are, the better life is.
Indeed.
But people don't worry. And going back to the don't worry bit, is behind Reiki, there's a precept, the five precepts. One of them is, just for today, I'll have no worry. Which you may not have realised is that behind it. So, I say that to myself every day. Because there's no need to. And the more that you trust...
There's one tip one of probably thousands that are going to come across from Liz. Just remember how you start the day. And so remind us, what was that
phrase? So just for today, I'll have no worry.
Just for today, I'll have no worry.
Yeah.
Singular, not plural. And interestingly, where we were talking through that song, also you saw, as I did with my experiences with accidents, but you saw your accident as a way, an opportunity, and there was a positive out of it.
Absolutely. It got me away from being catering. Because as part of my work, I use the Louise Hay principles.
So and for our listeners,
listeners, Louise Hay is a renowned sort of global healer who realised that each health ailment related to a thought process, and she wrote down a lot of positive affirmations that would actually help you change what you were thinking. And accidents around speaking up for yourself, but the fatigue that I was feeling was actually resistance to change, because actually I could be better than a catering manager. I could do better than what I was doing. And I was, and also the emotion that sat behind it was boredom. Yeah. And I was bored. I could do the job standing on my head.
Yeah. Probably not advisable, though.
No, probably not. But, but at the time, it just seemed too big a thing to change.
Yes.
Especially because I was a sort of anxious person. I've got a job that's safe.
Well, there is that fear factor for a lot of people. That's right. It's the fear factor of, I've got a mortgage or a family, or I've got to, pay bills, and so I can't give up this job for a potential no income revenue.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's scary stuff. I'd love to, but I can't.
Yeah, that's right.
And that can hold us back, can't it?
Well, certainly that goes on to what we're going to talk about wealth. In the fact that, if you're saying negative things to yourself about wealth, you're living from a scarcity mindset rather than an abundant mindset. So, if you're worried about, if you're not actually happy in the job that you're in and you're just doing it for the money, it's actually the wrong thing. If you're going networking, you're going, where's my next client going to come from? Where's the next job going to come from? Because you think about the money, it won't come to you.
Desperado.
Because you're giving off negative vibes to the universe as to what you actually want to receive.
I love everyone. Is that okay? I say that?
You can say that.
might be illegal. Okay. Absolutely everybody.
I didn't say I was going to do it, Jan. But actually, interestingly, I had a client quite a few years back now, and it was around relationships. Mm. And interestingly, the harder she tried for this relationship, the harder she tried to find somebody, will I ever meet a man? Will I ever meet a right one? And it was sort of like, look, you're just trying too hard. You look desperate.
Right.
You're acting desperate. As soon as you are content with yourself and, I'm going to go about my own things, my own way, and do this, and then bang, suddenly something pops up.
Absolutely.
And so I'm intrigued by this wonderful, you talked about how health, wealth and happiness are interlinked.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wanted to know more about that.
Okay, well, all of us are on a spiritual journey, and we all deserve to be happy. And often we, sabotage that happiness for others. We don't realise that we're doing it necessarily, but often we'll be putting our family first, or our partner first, or husband, wife first, on different things, or because of the money. Mm. Whereas actually you're not making yourself happy by doing that, and that will affect your health, because you'll be stressed in a job that you don't like.
Yep.
Because you're trying to do it for the money, which then, the more stress you have, the more it will affect your health. So that's why they're interlinked. So the more that you focus on happiness and your happiness and really striving forward for you, it's not being selfish. You will actually find that your health and wealth will actually come with it.
People will come back at you with or snap at you. Yes, but that's being selfish. I can't just, you know, not think about everybody else.
But if you think about it, if you're on an airplane, they say put your mask on first and then put it on somebody else. Mm. It's about energizing yourself first, happy first, and you'll attract more people into your life who will actually, you know, gain more from you. If you're actually sabotaging your happiness for others the whole time, your health will be affected.
Mm. And that's something is from my experience of working with clients and the work I do, is that it's often, it can be quite a few years, it can be later down the line,
absolutely,
can't it, when it suddenly
absolutely
shows up and suddenly bang.
And that's because emotions are linking the whole time. It's all linked to your behavior. So if you're going home every day after a terrible day and you're partner doesn't ask you how the day's been, you resent it. Well, if he does it every day, you'll keep resenting, and that emotion will just grow in the body, and then that'll link to your health. From the wealth point of view, we have limiting beliefs around what we can or we can't earn,
yes,
as well, which can really make a big difference to what somebody believes they can or can't do.
And just to clarify that, because I'm nodding away and I'm conscious mm-hmm. that our listeners may be like, limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's that?
Okay, well, that is if we take it from cognitive behavioral therapy, there's 11 main...
That's CBT, folks, if you remember
CBT,
our acronym
that's right,
quiz.
Yeah, that's right. So there's 11 main negative core beliefs. All I'm not good enough, and then there's another extra bit to it. So the one that links to money is I'm not good enough, I have no value, I have no worth. Oh. So at some point in your past, you'll have decided that that's the case. So if you haven't taken your learnings about that, you'll actually always be thinking, well, it's not worth me putting a bit of effort into this because I'm not good enough to be able to attract different things in.
Right.
So the download that's on my website, one of the first things it asks you is just to write down money is, and then write down the next 10 statements.
Right.
And then look at the statements and decide, are they positive or negative? Because if they're negative, so for example, no, money's dirty, or money's powerful and I'm not, money's the root of all evil, all those sort of things, you're actually pushing away the fact of money coming to you. But also money's it's just an energy. It's purely, you know, wealth comes in different ways. Wealth can come from love from somebody else. It can come from the relationships you're in. You don't necessarily have to have money to spend on something. You might do a swap or share or something. It might be a present that you're given. You need to look at it in a much wider context.
Yes, it's not that physical.
It is a tool to be used, and it does give you freedom. But the more abundant you are, the more that you give to others, you know, whether that's for charity or just your time, you know, that will actually bring you back into your life good things. But it's not about counting, well, where did that come from, that those different things.
So it's not about me counting the sack of money then?
No, not really. No, not at all.
I haven't got one listener, it's okay.
Yeah, but often people, you know, when people have done that exercise, they suddenly start to realise that the negative. But when each client that I see, I will always do their money beliefs, because I realised in the past that I'd been judgmental about money myself. But also, and with one particular client I can think of, that I hadn't asked, I'd made an assumption because of what job they did that they'd have money.
Right.
And they'd worked for me for about 12 sessions, and it turned out they had real money worries at the end of it. So that's what we're now working on. So
brilliant.
It's kind of, I've kind of learned to just, regardless of who it is, just to work on it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's more evidence for me to understand that health, wealth and happiness is interlinked, because I'd made an assumption.
So with that, going back to that free download, mm-hmm. which anyone can get, they don't anything.
They don't. I mean, I have taped a hypnosis download to go on there at the same time, but I haven't worked out how to put it on the site yet.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, but at some point that'll be up there. But I'm hoping that'll be a download for charity.
Great.
Because for me to have clients, or not all clients, you know, if some clients are on benefit, they can think, well, I can't afford to do it. Well, I want them to know that actually, if you live more from an abundant mindset, open yourself up to opportunity that you can. And I have got clients on benefit who pay the same amount of money as everybody else, but over a period of, in a payment plan, because it's about building their self-worth. Because if I just did it for free, then they're not actually feeling that they deserve it or whatever, that they've
I'm only having this because it's free. I couldn't have it otherwise.
Exactly. Yes, it's about them. Message. It's about them valuing it. Yeah. That's why I'm me valuing my time too.
Indeed, because of the raft of qualifications that you've gone through, which I just wanted to touch on, because our listeners may be looking at hearing some of the information coming out from you, which is fantastic stuff. And who would they look for if they can't perhaps connect with you? Now, first of all, you're based in Maidstone?
Yes, that's right, Coxheath Maidstone.
That's right. But you do visit one-on-one or phones?
I do Skype or by telephone. Okay. I mean, if it's therapy, then I'd want to see the person in person.
Sure.
You can do some things by Skype, but not all. It depends really on the person, what their issues are. But certainly, advising, that's something I can do. That that's no problem. Or give some of the health assessment could be done via Skype.
Okay.
But actually delivering the therapy, because things like hypnosis, it's the safety of the client. You need to be there with them. Or timeline therapy as well.
Yeah.
It's important that I'm there.
And just on that point, do they come to you? Do your clients come with, I want to have timeline therapy with you, I want to have CBT, or do they come with, as you say, an issue or
help?
And you just have a toolkit, a box of toys to play with.
They come with an issue, so it might be depression, it might be the business owner who's struggling, and so I need to look at their money, the relationship might have broken down, the health is suffering, so I'm looking at many different aspects one time. So. Mm. I would say that I look at a big picture of holistic health, because I do so many therapies and to such a high level. I see a different, I suppose I intuitively know what thing would work for that person best.
Yeah,
and then pick and choose. And I'm always picking up new techniques, etc. That I just have there, and then it's that perfect person will come on who needs that one thing.
Could we just take a moment here to just allow you to go through the list here of what you're qualified in, because it is an amazing list.
Oh. All right. Well, I am a teacher trainer, so I've got my PGCE.
Postgraduate.
That's my education. I've got loads of other education ones, but I'm no longer kind of in that field as much. More of a spiritual teacher now. I'm a neurolinguistic programming trainer. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I do hypnotherapy and timeline therapy and emotional freedom technique to master practitioner level. I do cognitive behavioural therapy. I do Indian head massage. I'm a professional coach. I'm sure there's probably more. I should make a point there. One of the reasons why I've got so much is that actually I was driven by achievement as being too high in me because I didn't feel good enough. So I kept going after the next qualification, which is quite a common thing in people.
Yes.
I'm no longer doing it, although I just did do my NLP trainer qualification. I wasn't sure that my master was going to do another course after that, so there was a reason behind me doing it then.
Okay, that was the lovely Lindsay Agnes,
wasn't it? That's right. I was very keen to work with her.
She's great.
Yes, she is. So, but I'm no longer going after courses like I used to, but I did go through a period of time where, to make myself feel better.
I understand, keep
going. But it goes back to what you're saying about, chasing after happiness. I thought when I got the next thing, I'd be a bit happier. And then it never quite worked.
I must admit, I always used to explain it was a course junkie, and it was like the next thing. We have a phone call. Mm-hmm. I'm going to answer the phone on air. Hello, you're through to Who Cares
Radio. Angela's chatting on the phone at the moment. It may not even be for us. So we're just going to carry on.
You're through to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. You're through to Who Cares Wins show on channelradio.co.uk.
No, I'm not convinced it's for us.
I don't think it's for us. Internet radio station, all about health and well-being show.
Tell them they're live on air. So we'll chat amongst ourselves.
No, they're trying to sell something to you.
At the moment, so it's live on air. So if you want to talk to us, we have a wonderful guest on at the moment talking about health and well-being. Okay. Probably the best is have a look on the website. And you'll find the email there. You're welcome. Receptionist, the switchboard.
I was looking forward to having a question then.
I'm so excited. And well, it is sort of, but it's something about a press release. So it's in general terms. So there we are. Sorry about that, listener. That wonderful interruption there. But if I can come back with the raft of qualifications, yes, this whole thing of course junkie, and people can get, I too can get quite excited about, oh, the shiny, and on to the next thing. And it is interesting how, yes, there's also that, but we need to be out there and sharing it, and actually people need to be be looking, you know, you're helping people become better
absolutely
and healthier, aren't you?
I mean ultimately it's about people managing their thought processes. Most people don't realize this is if they don't think, you know, you ask them, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm going, yes you do, you need to pay attention to that. So one time when I was, you asked about wealth before, one time I was doing the washing up and this thought came to me, you know, I'm the poor relation. I thought, what's that about then? But when I unpacked it, it made perfect sense, because whenever I went into my siblings' homes, I would actually be judging their homes and not feeling good enough.
Right.
So it was actually, I was telling myself that I wasn't as good as my siblings. So you do need to pay attention to the thoughts, because sometimes they come and go very fast. But that's what cognitive behavioural therapy is all around, is so you can see the link between your thought, your behaviour and your emotion. But also emotional freedom technique also works on that essence as well.
Do you know Jane Unsworth? We had Jane Unsworth on. She did the wonderful tapping. Jan and I
that's
were
right,
in the studio doing the tapping. And your next song you chose is very appropriate. Again, we were talking about the themes here. And you've chosen Happy from the film, obviously, that it was used in, but by Pharrell Williams, if
that's
I pronounced
right.
that correctly.
Yep.
And before I play it, there was a sort of link as to why you chose that.
Well, it's just really just to indicate to everybody to, you know, choose to be happy, really, rather than, you know, be happy now in the moment. Not, you know, I'll be happy when, like you said before. It's very much, you know, it's here and now. Enjoy what's going on. Yes, you know, things which aren't so good happen. That's life. But it's how you deal with them.
Indeed.
And actually, if you're you know, feeling happy, you'll get through it much easier and learning what's going on rather than, you know, being miserable and going down the dump, so that you actually, you know, can equalise your how you're feeling. So you're not going from one extreme of high and, you know, and low. You can actually be much more level as a person.
So are you happy out there?
I am happy.
Is everyone out there happy?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to the song, because I'm very anchored to it, so I'll send my energy will go up after
brilliant.
This.
Well, everyone out there, take this moment, do be happy and listen to Happy.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along.
myself.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Channel Radio.
So, are we all happy?
Yay, we've been clapping along.
Yay. And of course, if ever you listen to Who Gets Wins show on channelradio.co.uk, you're always happy. We try and bring some happiness into your life, into your living room, into your office, wherever you listen to us, or if you're listening later, fantastic. Do let us know. Do tell us, you know, on the tweet. We can follow
maybe
that.
The
we
summer
can
quiz will be the most unusual place you listen to Who Cares Wins. That is legal.
Yes, yes. Well, I can actually announce on there. Yes, yes. Well, I can't say that. So welcome back. And we are fast running out of time to really know much more about our wonderful guest, Liz Armand. Liz, I could talk to you for another 3 hours, and I apologise if I do. But for our listeners,
okay, she has to go home at some point.
She does. I'm going to kidnap her. But it is very important for our listeners to understand if they want to work with you or they want to know more about what you do and actually how it could help them in their particular situation, because as we've talked before, often someone thinks they need help in that, but actually when they start talking to you,
yes, that's
there's
right.
other things coming yes. up, like you said before, yeah, with that right. person and their and the money side of things. So how would they get hold of you? What's sort of contact details? Let's make sure people know where you are.
Okay, well, my website is www.insightfulminds.co.uk.
cool.
Or they can email me, liz@insightfulminds.co.uk.
marvelous.
Ring on my mobile 07815 904 848, or I'm on Facebook.
Yes,
if you know, look under Liz Armand, or I've got a Facebook page, Insightful Minds.
Yeah, and we'll like that. We've already liked those on Who Cares Wins.
So I'm on Twitter as Liz Armand as well. So
brilliant.
Lots of different ways, you know. And I'm based at the Coxheath Chiropractors in on Stockett Lane and Coxheath Maidstone.
In Maidstone. And that is in Kent, for the listeners. Yeah, I'm a little bit more global.
But I do,
but you do
also,
travel, don't you?
I do travel, yes. So I'll go into businesses, I'll go into hospitals, I'll go near people's homes. So it's very varied. I'm able to do what I please, really. So
Brilliant stuff. So yes, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, if you think that Liz can actually help you, because you were saying you've done some Reiki in a corporate environment.
I have, yeah, that's right.
Stuff to
hear. And but what was quite concerning was how stressed the people were. I only had half an hour with each person, and I had people who had depression, I had people who had ME, had all trying to work but not really getting the right support. So it was I would have loved to have been there, but it was in Berkshire. I couldn't, they wanted to work with me afterwards. Like, I'm not there. The sad thing is, I used to live actually in the village where it was held.
How bizarre.
And there about 10 years ago.
Wow, look at that. See, we'll come
a small world,
yeah,
isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah. So some top tips. You said that you were willing to share.
That's right.
Some more top tips.
Okay, so we talked about being positive.
Yeah.
And really, it's about reframing your thoughts. So as you notice something negative coming up, just reframe it into being a positive and ask yourself, what can you learn from it? I'd certainly recommend anybody to meditate as well, to learn how to meditate, because when you get into sort of a worried state or a negative state, you just can't get thoughts out of your head.
No.
So actually, if you learn to meditate and learn to breathe properly, so if you pay attention that breathing in through your nose is allowing positivity in, negativity out of our mouth, that makes a big difference too. So you might see people, when they're stressed, they go and blow out of their mouth and go, oh, thank God for that, it's over.
Well, my classic example on that, if I may interject, was I always used the smoker as an example, because I always encourage the people to then give up. But beforehand, it's about, you look at somebody who's stressed, who smokes, first thing they do is, if they're able to, they go outside, because they're not allowed to inside, go outside, and they will light their cigarette, and it's a huge inhalation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then a huge exhalation, blowing the air, blowing the smoke out, and then they're like, oh, that's better. And yes, I appreciate, listener, that there may well be a little bit of, some nicotine and something going on in there, the chemical side of it. But actually, there's a hell of a lot to be said by what they've just done is a huge inhalation and a huge exhalation.
Yeah.
So they're involving the relaxation response, as
that's right. I mean, I mean, we are made up of energy, mm-hmm. and actually, if you pay attention to meditating, you're actually unloading, getting rid of the negative emotions that you're feeling. Mm. Certainly, when I do timeline therapy, I'm working with people about what can they learn to release all different manner of emotions,
yeah.
and they actually feel lighter and brighter.
Brilliant.
by working on each emotion. Because we're always judging, and you know, you feel a bit lighter. I thought, yeah, I do. Because yeah. actually, emotions are heavy.
Yes.
No, and the more that you actually lighten up and relax, you actually feel better.
Yeah. yeah. And if we can point out, again, meditation doesn't necessarily mean sitting on cushions with incense burning.
No, not at all. Unless you want absolutely to, not.
But with mindfulness that Jan yeah. and I, we've mm-hmm. talked about mm-hmm. before on the show, and we've had Louise mm-hmm. Cox Chester from Mindfulness at Work Limited, mm. it can just, you know, you're sitting in a chair, you're sitting in the office.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be, okay, I'm meditating, everyone talk to... You can
not
just, you know, lower the gaze.
Yeah.
And as you say, connect with just the breath. Inhale
that's right.
and exhale.
That's what I was doing before the show outside wow. and the sun coming down.
Not that we were scaring her, listener.
Cup of tea and you know, coffee cake by the side
Brilliant.
Of me too, but I was meditating.
They looked after you yeah. next door, did they?
They did, Bistro. Yeah, the bistro, oh, very lovely. Yes, oh. absolutely. Yeah.
So another top tip, can we have another?
Another top tip is really... just be kind to yourself, really. It's a big thing. You know, if you're saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, no, it's you who's saying it, it's not actually somebody else. Mm. And often, you know, remember about perception is projection. What you're perceiving is what you're projecting to other people. So if you're projecting love to another person and you're being happy, that's what they're receiving. But if you're thinking something negatively, then that's what they're receiving. So just really pay attention to what you're saying and how you're feeling about things.
I don't know what to say now, Jan. Pay attention about what I'm saying, how I'm saying it.
This could slow her down quite a bit.
It could.
You may have cracked it.
Jan's a huge stuff. Liz, before I do run out of time, I just want to say a huge thank you for coming to the studio and joining us this afternoon to just literally... just scratch the surface at the marvellous work you do. I know you're going to be at the Wellbeing Symposium again
November.
And we're going to be highlighting about that event.
That's
the 19th, I believe.
I think it is, yeah, that's right.
So we can also get people, if they want to come along, because it's going to be an element of public
yes,
come in.
That's right.
They can come and talk to you and come
they
and
can.
See you.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
even hear you. You're going to just
yes.
talk.
Well, hopefully.
We never know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, use those contact details, which we will post on our Facebook page with a wonderful photo, as we always do
absolutely.
With our guests afterwards.
I do a holistic health assessment when they first come in, if somebody's got a chronic issue.
Uh-huh.
So, and I actually assess whether you're being positive or negative around your health.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's really very powerful to find out, and it's not made up by me, it's exactly what the person said.
Yes.
I just write down what they've said and repeat it back. So,
wow.
Yeah, so very, very powerful. If you're really stuck around your health, I will have the answer.
Brilliant. And you are walking, talking proof of it yourself.
I am, absolutely. Absolutely. And looking at pictures of me in the past to now, I mean, you made a comment about me being a really colourful dress. So I used to be all in black, only up until about 2 years ago.
Way.
So I wouldn't even wear patterns either. So I'm very much out there. And apparently I'm going brighter as well, somebody told me later a few weeks ago.
Great
so,
stuff.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. I must admit, I think I rebelled from the days of black and...
Yeah,
and
they drain your energies away. It's really no colour's very important. I'm not really trained in colour therapy, but the colours mean different things and help you.
My basic understanding of it. Although I was told by a colour lady who came to Women Being Business a while ago, Deborah, who at U Image, she's tweeted us, but she was saying that apparently the colour yellow isn't great for having in your perhaps your living room because it encourages hunger, thoughts of hunger.
Oh really?
Okay. Mm. Wow. So I was like, oh, that explains it because my office is yellow. Oh dear, that's why I never get any work done because I'm always eating. So thanks, Liz. Thanks
You're
for joining us,
thank
and
you.
I will come back
you.
To you because I know you have a wonderful little quote at the end. So I think we'd like to finish off with that. But before we disappear, listeners, we do as always have some wonderful events to promote, to shout about, and again with our listeners and our people on Twitter, our followers, thank you for highlighting these things to us. If you do have anything out there, listeners, if you know of anything that's going on that we can shout about for anything with relation to health and well-being, please do on @CaresWins on the Twitter, or obviously WhoCaresWins @hotmail.co.uk. WhoCaresWins Radio @hotmail.co.uk, and let us know. We can read them out. Jan, you've got some local ones.
Well, it's the National Dementia Awareness Week.
Oh, it is.
And you can look at that on the alzheimers.org.uk site. But actually, the big promotion at the moment is Dementia Friends.
Yes, the
Become
advert.
A Dementia Friend with the advert and the song.
Which we have got the song, although it's a little quiet.
It
we
is.
Will play it.
We'll play that at the end. It may not be in the recording, but
no.
If you're listening live, it'll be going out towards the end
yeah.
or at the end of the
We've
show.
We've got Proud by Heather Small before that.
Before that, because we are. We're very proud.
But
if you would like to be a dementia friend, we had a quick search for events in Kent, and they're all over the place. Canterbury, Chatham, Faversham, Maidstone, Sittingbourne, Dover.
Wow.
There are daytime ones, there are evening ones. They generally run for an hour, so not a lot of time. And you get your forget-me-not badge for completing your training, and you are then officially a dementia friend. And if that is interesting to you, you can then go on and become a dementia champion, where
Which
you encourage other people to get
guest
involved.
That was
Alison
on
Carter.
Alison Carter. She's
actually,
one of those.
Alison's running the Faversham ones, and she may be running others.
Alison of No Place Like Home.
Absolutely.
Folks.
So have a search on the Alzheimer's website for dementiafriends.org.uk. Put in your postcode, and they'll tell you events near you.
Brilliant. I have some shout outs to do. I'm just getting my papers now. As if I do it from memory, I get it wrong. We mentioned the lovely ladies next door, Kate at the Bistro here down on Hagland's Farm. If you haven't been down here, I really do, and as Liz will now back
lovely.
Me up, it's
Ooh.
A lovely, lovely place to go in, or even, as you did, sat outside.
I did, it was lovely.
And just brilliant. Just a quick shout out for them, because they look after us when we have our drinks, but also Father's Day, remember, the 15th of June, it's a Sunday, and if you want to make it a treat of them, bring them down here. She does still have. I spoke to her just now. She's got one more table left that she can book, so get in there quick. Give her a call on 01303 870 475. So yes, yeah, all about health and well-being. Come down and experience her wonderful food and cake. I know you had some cake, didn't you, Liz?
I did.
And you may remember, we had, Jan, you may remember, we had that wonderful phone call in from Sabine Blackaby about the Feldenkrais method.
Yes, I do like a method.
And just, you do. And just to quick shout out for Julie Raitt, who is running the Summer Solstice Retreat that I've mentioned before, which I will just talk about in a second. But she's actually doing another workshop as well with Sabine. But this one is actually in Kent, if that helps people. The Seekers Trust in the close Addington Westmorling, and it's £30 including tea and homemade cake. Well, I liked that bit. So give Jules a call, 07903 839292, or email Jules, that's JULSW, at blueyonder.co.uk for booking a place to go along and find out more about what this Feldenkrais method is and how it can help. But yes, it's based in Kent,
Excellent.
Although Sabine has been trained by a teacher in Italy. So there's my link, you see. Unconsciously. I was doing
the accent early.
I was doing
okay.
the Italian. So yes, remember, I mentioned the Reflect and Restore Summer Solstice Retreat. I understand there's maybe one, possibly two places left for the Summer Solstice. It's Friday the 20th through to Sunday the 22nd of June. And it is down in glorious and peaceful, I like that, Hare Farm, Oast. That's, where are we? Sussex countryside, that is. And again, if you want to contact Jules, the same address or the telephone number, and you can book on there. The price of the whole weekend is only £349. And it includes, just if you want to go for walks, mindful walks, or there'll be yoga as well you can join in. You'll also have some mindfulness practices that we'll be sharing, and some food. Nice food.
Is that accommodation as well, or you need
includes
to, oh, includes
accommodation, twin room, so you might end up sharing with me. That'd be a laugh, won't it?
Steady.
Happy. Happy thoughts. Just put happy thoughts out there.
iPad on permanent shuffle.
Yes. Why are they always out mindful walking? Why are they never like in their room? And then just a heads up, some of you know Jane Dunsby. We've mentioned her before, and she's a very good friend of mine in the mindfulness. Well, she's a very good friend, and she's also a mindfulness teacher. And she does wonderful running. She did the marathon last year, and she's doing another marathon, but not London. She's doing the Edinburgh marathon. And that is
I
on
do think it's
Sunday
tough they have
20th.
To run all the way up there first.
I know.
Sorry, Sunday.
I'm going to pass her on the motorway. I won't give her a lift. Sunday the 25th of May. So it is the bank holiday weekend. And she is running because she's a volunteer down at Dover, the outreach, Dover Outreach for Pilgrims Hospice.
Right.
So she is raising funds for Pilgrims Hospice. If you want to go to her Just Giving page, justgiving.com/Jane. Hyphen, and Jane is spelt with a Y, J-A-Y-N-E, dash Dunsby, D-U-N-S-B-E-E, and the number 3, I don't know why that is. Maybe there's more than one.
Well, there's more than one.
So yes, give you even a pound just to donate. It's a great cause and it will spur her on in her marathon. So I think that's it.
Okay, I've got just a couple of other awareness weeks.
All fab.
This week is National Epilepsy Week. www.epilepsy.org.uk, and it's also Deaf Awareness Week. www.deafcouncil.org.uk.
Yes.
So all of those information, as usual, will pop onto Facebook.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Now, we mentioned Bank Holiday weekend, which means, of course, next Monday would be, therefore, a bank holiday, the next one in May. That means that we will have a slightly different show format on the bank holiday. And Jan, you missed out when we were going to do our spring cleaning and talking about what we do and finding out. So we thought it would be great to actually allow Jan to be the guest and the host and the presenter all in one.
It's my world domination day.
And you're going to talk about ergonomics, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Which is what you do.
It's a lot of people, I say ergonomics and people look blankly at me.
Yes.
What? Oh, that's that? Chairs, posture. Yeah, okay. And they get bored. So I'm going to tell you all the exciting things that ergonomics are. And I'm going to bust a few myths, do a bit of debunking.
Good.
And hopefully give you all flavour of how ergonomics can help at work, rest and play.
Yay. And I might just, you know, have the odd hello. But I'm going to leave Jan because I can't explain ergonomics. I can only just say it. But also following that, our week after, 2nd of June, goodness, we're into June.
Into June already.
We also then have a guest that's phoning in from Manchester. See, we have guests that come from all over the place. Wonderful lady, Catherine, and she's going to talk to us about their parent group that they run, which is raising awareness for childhood cancers. And the Facebook page is a wonderful name called Faces of Ward 84. So if you look it up on Facebook, you'll find there's wonderful pictures of these children who are in the particular ward within Manchester. So she's going to tell us a bit more about their group and how they are looking to raise more awareness and funds to help them keep going and raise more awareness and support, which is a fantastic story. So she's going to be joining us on the phone lines on purpose this time. Remember, we are repeated on Thursdays at 12 o'clock.
We are.
If you miss us, you can always tune in again, or if you've missed this bit of the show. Anything else, Jan, before we start to close down for the afternoon?
I just want to wish everybody a very happy and warm, sunny bank holiday.
Happy. There's that word.
Is that the word again? Happy. Thank Liz for coming in.
Yes.
Because her top tip for me was be less perfect.
Yes.
It's difficult.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. But I'm going to do my best.
We are going to accept it, yes. I, as the perfectionist in me, would say. And Liz, if I may, before we disappear, just pull you back and invite you to share your quote or your statement you have there.
Yeah. Respect yourself enough to walk away from anything that no longer serves you, grows you, or makes you happy.
I need to say more?
No.
All I need to say is have a happy week, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you, well, we'll talk to you next week in a variety of guises. Otherwise, we'll see you 2nd of June. Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Happy
Bye.
Thoughts now. Happy.
Into the window of my mind, reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me.